This example shows how the complex zeros affect the performance robustability margin. We can see that the complex zeros has a large real parts will be the worst, and if you have a large complex, but actually that doesn't really affect the performance specification optimal stability margin very much. And you can see that when theta is small, then basically the right hyperbolic zero becomes a real zeros, and when theta is large, then it becomes a purely complex zeros. And you can see that when theta is small, then the optimal stability margin is small, and when theta getting too large, which becomes almost purely imaginary axis zeros, then actually stability margin getting larger.